Why Two Are Better Than One by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10. Sometimes in my Camp Gladiator workouts, our trainer has us partner into two-person teams. I love when we do that because it's incredibly motivating. The other day, when we did so, partner one was to perform 10 reps of a particular exercise, such as alternating snatches, man makers, burpees, etc., while partner two held a difficult pose, such as a high plank or a deep squat. The pressure was on partner one to hurry and finish their reps, sprint to a certain spot and back, and relieve partner two from their hold. Then we swapped and partner one went into the hold move and waited their turn while partner two performed the exercises and sprint. Halfway through the workout, I started losing steam. It was hot and muggy and I was exhausted. Everything in me was screaming to slow down, slack off, give up. But in the back of my mind, louder than the weary protest was the dramatic, I admit, thought. Must keep going. Must save Robin. But you know what? It worked. I knew she wouldn't have relief until I made it back, and that kept me going, running through the pain. Our trainer recognized that we would be more motivated to push through this incredibly difficult workout when we were confronted with the reality of helping someone else. This is a biblical principle at its root. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that two are better than one. Teammates and helpmates make a world of difference when it comes to spurring each other on in the Christian faith. Think about the times in your spiritual walk where you felt burned out and weary and worn, and fellowship with another believer helped refuel your tank. We need each other. The Christian journey was never meant to be walked alone. The Bible is full of examples of how the church in Acts banded together and helped each other financially, spiritually, and emotionally. And of course, there were 12 disciples and a group of apostles for a reason. No one is meant to do hard things by themselves. You know the best part of the workout that day? Was sprinting toward that trash can, feeling like I was going to collapse and hearing my partner yell after me from her plank hold, "Go, Betsy!" If you're feeling alone on this journey right now, partner up with other believers. Go to church. Surround yourself with fellow Christians who understand the urgency, who want to help spur you on in your sprint. And remember, even during seasons of loneliness or lack of fellowship, you're never truly alone. Jesus promised he would never forsake us. If you're a believer, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit with you at all times. So press on, keep running, you got this.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.